see all girls of the Chamber of Commerce.
There you go. It's got to be about a dozen minutes after 10. It's got to be Tuesday, and it's got to be Chamber Chat. How's it going, Janae?
Good. How's it going with you?
Really good. Your golf tournament got off without a hitch. Great weather. And we were just talking about pretty successful.
Very, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we're really fortunate to have such great sponsors and businesses that participate and beautiful weather. And
did you golf in it?
No.
Huh?
No, I had to. We were running around, making sure everything.
Some year they got to let everyone else do the running around so you can show your talents of golf.
Talents do not lie there. I'm not a golfer.
All right. Well, then we'll have you introduce a great golfer and a great gal from Center National Bank.
Yeah, I have Center Bank here today, and they are our July solo business spotlight.
Yeah,
and
right.
I've got Lori and Tom here to fill us in on all things Center Bank.
All things Center Bank. And, of course, when it comes to Watercade Week, Lori, what do we think about as far as Center National Bank?
Oh, our famous brat feed on Thursday from 4
that?
To 6 p.m. for everyone.
Everybody.
It's not just for customers. It's for everyone. We have free brats, root beer, cookies. We have music by Matthew Lease in our parking lot. And when he takes a little break about 5, we have the Guys and Dolls, actors and actresses doing a couple numbers from their theater production coming up. So we have that happening.
Yep.
And everybody thinks, oh, that line is so long. It goes really, really quickly.
Maybe not, but what's been going on the last 7-8 years? No, that line
5 minutes.
Yeah.
I will go time it. It's about 5 minutes. It doesn't take long at all. And we do encourage everyone to come.
Can I bring my dog? Nah, probably not. Too much food around there.
He does come to the bank, and everyone loves him in the bank.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But we better not bring him to the food event. So, all right. And to your left is some guy that's got a brand new title.
Yes, that's Mr. Thomas Zenz, the Litchfield Marketing President.
Hi, Tom Zenz.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going?
It's going great.
All right.
Yeah.
So you've shuffled around, but you're in the same office, or what's going on there?
Yeah, some things have changed. A lot remains the same.
Yeah.
I have a little more say in what happens in our Litchfield market.
Okay.
But when you have great people like Lori and the rest of the team that's there, you don't really need to upset the apple cart.
Well, and you know what? Years ago, I found this out, and it doesn't happen at every bank, and certainly not in our area, but a fair amount of you people have actually gone to a banking college to get your expertise in banking, and you, Mr. Zenz, are one of them.
Yes, I think what you're referring to is the Graduate School of Banking.
There you go. I call it the Banking College.
Yep. I attended the Graduate School of Banking at the University of Wisconsin. It's a program that runs 3 years, and it really is designed to help people like myself who have aspirations of running a bank. Kind of gives you some insight as to what it really takes to, you know, come full circle.
Right.
And be more than maybe just a lender.
Right.
And so I'm fortunate to have attended that program. We've had a couple of other people at the bank that have also attended a similar program through a program out in Denver. But
okay. Yep.
Very similar. So
yeah,
it's really good. It certainly helps strengthen what's already there.
Right.
And like I said earlier, the people that we have at the bank is what really makes this a special place to work. And
well, and I look around that bank and I think, you know, let's talk, Lori, your hometown, his hometown. You guys are right from here. It's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why we call us your local bank, because we know the people. We know the people of the town.
Right. And you look around at everyone else in that bank, and it's just
absolutely.
Okay, you graduated from Grove City. You graduated from Litchfield. You're, you know, a Darwinite. I mean, it's just, that's part of what Center National Bank is all about, is being so local and understanding our local needs.
Absolutely, and that's why we do so many things for the community.
Right.
The broad feed's part of that, but there's so many other things that we do.
Let's hear about them.
This, for 38 years, we've done this Watercade Kickoff. We started in 1987, and if I figure correctly, we've served about 49,600 people. Amazing. We do the Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
We've done that since 1990.
Right.
We've served about 18,000 children.
Mm-hmm.
About 33,000 in cash has come in. We do that community impact fundraiser into September. That's part of the Minnesota Bankers Community Impact Month. Mm-hmm. We've given back $40,780 over 7 years. That's just amazing. And granted, that all comes with the community. But we put on the events. We've had a hamburger feed. We've had brat feed for that. We give them back to LAMP. We give them to the Rescue Squad, the Baseball Association, the Drone Program, the Food Shelf, Acumen. Every third Saturday, which is in the metro area, Chaska Philanthropy Dinner, and we've done the Youth Baseball Scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
We've also volunteered. Last year, 28 of our 34 employees volunteered for 30-plus different local organizations, and then with the hours that they did were equated to 303 workdays.
Oh,
so, I mean,
that. Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
And we also do the scholarship for the local area. 25 years we've done it, 50 students, $115,500. I mean, we're very integrated in this community. We're a huge supporter of it, and that's why we're here, and that's why we've been here forever.
How about that? And will be for a long, long time.
Yes, we will.
Because guys like Mr. Zenz, right?
Yes.
At least you hope so.
If I could add something on the volunteering part, I think many of the things that you heard is the financial donations and the monetary donations that are made to the mm-hmm. different groups or organizations. The one thing I think that gets missed is our employees also are committed to other organizations within this community. We've mm-hmm. got team members at our bank that are members of the Kiwanis Club. And so they're out there actively helping support their causes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Rotary member. And so, do what we can to help things, from the Rotary's perspective. Mm-hmm. We also have a couple team members who are involved in the Lions Club. Keith is involved in the Parade of Bands and has been helping them the last few years. Dragon Dining. We show up every Tuesday at Dragon Dining with right. volunteers to help that program out. So,
been very active with the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
With the Chamber. We had a team out there on at the golf event the other day. So,
right.
We really try to emphasize to our staff that, this community, we exist because this community is not only supporting us, but it's important that we give back as much as we possibly can.
Yeah,
so to have an event like we're having on Thursday night is just a fabulous example of what, a local community bank does for a community like ours. And to be able to kind of be the official start to the Watercade festivities that will take place the following couple of days is great to be a part of that.
That is kind of neat. And Lori, when we're done with our brat, we can also find some ice cream, I've been told. Just
I
not
think
too
there's
far
ice cream
away.
In the park. I'm not sure. I haven't really heard a lot. I think ADA, I don't know if ADA is doing that in the park.
I don't know who the sponsor is.
Or is it St.
I believe it's St. Phillips this week that's doing the ice cream and music in the park. So
that's going to be, that's a Thursday, and then
the
car and bike night will be around.
Yep.
So it's going to be a busy Thursday.
The group just moves from our parking lot over to the park. I mean, you can just see the masses moving.
It's
great. That's why. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's part of Litchfield. So.
Perfect.
All right. Good. Anything else you two would like to mention before we get some updates from Janae?
Just a reminder, the broad feed's from 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
Food is free. Bring a chair to sit on.
Mm-hmm.
We have limited seating, so bring a chair to sit on.
But there's entertainment there.
There is entertainment. Matthew Lees is awesome. And then the guys and dolls, some of the actors and actresses will be performing a couple numbers around 5 or so.
All right.
So, yes, you're all invited.
Very good. Janae, back to you. We've talked enough about golf, and now there's some other things that you need to get prepared for.
Yeah. The next big event we're gearing up for is Falling Into Fun Fest,
mm-hmm.
and that is going to be Saturday, September 20th.
Right.
And, we're just really looking forward to it. We're already getting registrations in for vendor booths. We have, I know of, quite a few that are already registered for the craft fair in Central Park. We're going to have food vendors, bounce houses, music, free face painting, all the good stuff.
Are you seeing that it's going to look a lot like last year?
Yeah, similar. Okay. Yep. We're just going to, each year, we're just going to add something a little extra
right.
and continue to grow it. And,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're adding a raffle this year. And so with those funds, we have to allocate them towards something that is youth-oriented. And mm-hmm. so that's why we're doing the bounce houses, and we'll have some music and other things available. So
beautiful.
We're excited.
All right. Perfect. All right, mm-hmm. anything else we want to add from the chamber's perspective?
No, just... get out there this weekend and enjoy Watercade, and we're just hoping for the best weather. And
yeah, even if we have a damp Friday, we're going to have such a great Thursday and kick in with Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely.
So many things going on. Yeah, it's just, it's time to get out and enjoy.
Absolutely.
Very good. Where do we get a hold of the chamber serving Meeker County?
Mm-hmm. We are at 219 North Sibley Avenue. You can give us a call at 320-693-8184 or visit us online at litch.com.
Janae and Lori and Tom from Center Bank, thanks for coming in today and chatting with us.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us.
You bet. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you at Watercade.